It's Monday, the 22nd of June, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this year's episode of the show, Ballpark Music from Brisbane, Australia. You may remember them from their song I Fly, which I played on the show and continue to listen to all the time to this day. I love it so much. It went something like this. I find it very catchy. They have a couple of new songs that they've released lately, probably an upcoming album. That one that we just heard back there, Day and Age, my favorite of the recent releases, I think is super excellent. Hats off for continuing in the tradition of making awesome music that I like to listen to on repeat. Okay, up next from Madrid, Spain, another Sounds of My Head favorites, Hens. That's right, they've got a new album. It's called The Prettiest Curse, and we're going to hear a couple of tracks from it. My two favorites. First, Boy, and then Take Me Back, my very favorite. Though the whole album is pretty solid. If you like Hens, you're going to like everything on it. And these two songs are representative, I think, of the whole. So here we go. Without further ado, Hens with Boy and Take Me Back right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah. sorry for what I did with your heartfelt letter. What's the Wi-Fi login and password in heaven? We're living paycheck to paycheck to paycheck to paycheck, saving for a big scorpion neck tat on the soul. I am eating like it's Thanksgiving, but without the gratitude, shouting fire at therapy and at Panda Express. Is it a business or a hobby? A hobby or a business? Let's replace all the vowels with asterisks. Break down the boxes and put the lid on the trash. I'm feeling good, but I'm sure it will pass. We need emotional rent control, we're changing our minds. We need to put our brand new phones in a bucket of rice. We need low interest rates to refinance our jealousy and envy. We need prudential insurance for when our insides are empty. We need state mandated disclosures of people who are nice. We need multiple choice tests and a small side of fries. We need a giant freaking Snickers bar full of ice cream. We need emotional rent control and real ass intimacy. Venmo me when you get home so I know you are safe. A phone call from unknown, I answer just to have someone to talk. So much of life can be viewed through the metaphor of dance. Love, loss, war, fate, fear, protesting nuclear plants. Feathers in a duck's mouth from eating the other ducks. I love to touch things a lot of people have touched. I am young, dumb, and full of psychiatric medication. I've watched every single episode of PBS NewsHour, and now I'm going on vacation. Can you believe this could be more interesting than human interaction? Together, I'm sorry for what I did with your heartfelt letter. Break down the boxes and put the lid on the trash. I'm feeling good, but I'm sure it will pass. We need emotional rent control, we're changing our minds. We need to put our brand new phones in a bucket. We need low interest rates to refinance our jealousy and envy. And we need State Farm insurance for when our stomachs are empty. We need state mandated disclosures of people who are nice. We need multiple choice tests and a small side of fries. We need a giant freaking Snickers bar full of ice cream. We need emotional rent control and real ass intimacy. Venmo me when you get home so I know you are safe. Trying to work through. I want to overthrow the government, or at least the bad part. Remember when you thought the whole world would collapse at your feet? Well, it turns out the whole world will collapse, but that's the result of a costly mistake. Human trash everywhere. Tastes like excessive plastic. Man, it's a hot one. And everything is on fire. Let's see what chaos visited humanity today while I walked on a wire. The climate changed and I left it on red. The bees died off and I left it on red. They don't recycle your Sprite bottles anymore. Don't need a weatherman to know. Standing on an X, the X where you'll watch the sunset on mankind. We exploded SpaghettiOs on the microwave window of the sky. Life itself is a pre-existing condition, an original composition, a limited edition, an invitation to return to the destination. Let's see what chaos visited humanity today while I was on vacation. The climate changed and I left it on red. The bees died off and I left it on red. They don't recycle your Sprite bottles anymore. Don't need a weatherman to know. Nations collapsed and I left it on red. Peak oil and gas and I left it on red. They don't recycle your Zoloft bottles anymore. Don't need a weatherman to know.
But I also strongly resist the claim that government is less efficient, more corrupt, less competent than the private sector under economic competition. You know, I teach tax occasionally, and I often lead in an early class with the students. The median American household income $60,000 a year, probably pays, roughly speaking, $10,000 in taxes, something like that. For that, it gets roads, public schools, environmental protection, national security, fire and police. That same family probably pays $2,000-$2,500 to the Comcast Corporation, for which it gets nothing on TV it wants to watch, shoddy internet, and a telephone that doesn't work and nobody comes when you call to fix it. It's not obvious to me what's the better deal. I mean, it is obvious to me what's the better deal, right? And if you look at what the private sector has done in finance, it has constructed a rickety and topsy-turvy financial system, which exposes everybody to risk. If you look at what the private sector has done in elite law, hasn't done a whole lot of good. So, you know, that's not to say that the government is great and perfect and idealistic and always on the ball, but there's plenty of incompetence and venality to go around. And I think it's actually important, if you believe in the public sector, to make that point and see whether you can persuade people that often, with all its faults, government does an okay job.
Thank you.
me now. Tell me it'll make difference soon. But I'm alive to find another way to fight you here. But I'm alive to find another way to fight you here. I stand up for what you said. Oh, there's nothing absurd. We're in a question. We're in a question.
Alright, let's catch up. After Hens Back There, we heard a couple songs from Los Angeles' very own Cheekface. That's right. Sounds of My Head favorites, Cheekface. They do this very clever thing where they just continuously, like every month, they release a song. And they've been doing that for a couple years. And it just works on me all the time because there's constantly new Cheekface music that I like. And I'm like, well, I should just open the show with the Cheekface song, which I do frequently. But this time, they released an EP, I guess. It's two singles at the same time. So I went ahead and put both of them on. I'm a sucker. We heard Emotional Rent Control and then Original Composition. Both super great from that Emotional Rent Control EP. And Emotional Rent Control, I think I actually like Original Composition better from a song standpoint, but I like that they name check PBS NewsHour and Emotional Rent Control so much that I was like, I can't let that pass. I've got to put on any reference to PBS NewsHour in a pop song. Pretty in a PBS NewsHour. Judy Woodruff, she's my woman, as it were. Okay, then after Cheekface, we heard Nation of Language from Brooklyn, New York City. Represent. They've got a new album, finally. It's called Introduction Presence, and we heard a couple songs from it. First, Automobile, and then The Wall and I, and the whole album is super good. I've played a lot of things from it before because they were trickling out singles for months, and I fell for it and put a couple on the show leading up to the release of the album, finally. But the whole album is super great, and I love Nation of Language. They've got that incredible new wave 80s sound, but done in like a modern, perfect way. It's super great. So definitely check out more by Nation of Language. Pick up that whole album if you like those songs. Okay, up next from New Jersey, a band I've never heard of or played before called Cherry Park, and I'm pretty into it. It sounds like old of Montreal, if you recall the olden days of Montreal. Like, not the new of Montreal, but like the barbershop quartet era of Montreal. Anyway, that's what Cherry Park kind of reminds me of. We're going to hear a song of theirs called Captain Bullseye. I'm pulling it off their Captain Bullseye / All Around the Moon 7-inch release, and it's super great. I think you're going to like it too. Here we go. Without further ado, Cherry Park from New Jersey with Captain Bullseye on The Sounds of My Head.
imagine you're on an airplane cruising at 30,000 feet, and at some point near the end of the flight, you see the pilot come stumbling out of the cockpit. You know, let's say he gropes one of the flight attendants. He gets on the PA system and he begins bragging about how rich he is. He starts castigating the passengers for having insulted him. You know, he might say, if you want me to land this plane, you have to be nicer to me. He could launch into a conspiracy theory about how the airline is really run by a shadow group of maintenance workers who have been undermining him, right? He thinks they've been monkeying with the instruments in the cockpit. He could fire the co-pilot. He could send him to the back of the plane and tell him not to move, right? And he could do a dozen other things like that in the span of an hour that prove beyond any possibility of doubt that this isn't a normal situation. And now you find yourself worrying about this out loud and notice that there are people on the plane who are inspired by this pilot's antics and goading him on, right? And, you know, he's now threatening to punch some old woman in the face and people are, you know, yelling he should do it, right? And then people are turning to you as you begin to worry about this out loud and they're claiming that you have pilot derangement syndrome. And that you should just stop whining and enjoy the flight. And that Captain Trump is making flying great again, right?
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Cherry Park back there, we heard a band from Geelong, Australia. I've never heard of Geelong. Is that really a place? That's where they say they're from. The band was Hierophants, and the songs we heard were Positive Outcomes, Shoemaker, Levy 9, and Thought of Speech, or maybe it's Thoughts of Speech. I get conflicting song names depending on the provider of the song, all from their album Spitting Out Moonlight, which I found pretty enjoyable, though those were my three favorite songs, and one of them is real short. It's like less than 2 minutes, so I just went ahead and put on three songs because I liked all of them a lot. Then after Hierophants, we heard Smoothie from Los Angeles. That's a new band, and he's doing like throwback music, and I don't think he has many releases yet, but this one, just before I started talking, But It Ain't You, is such a fantastically fun kind of like, is it the 70s again? Kind of like disco infused, like, I don't know what's going on. It's a great kind of sound, though. So I enjoyed that, and I thought you might like it too. Smoothie. I expect more from that band. But so far, I think that's it. Maybe there's one other song. I forget. Anyway, finishing up this year episode of the show from Stockholm, Sweden, Jelly Crystal is the name of the band, and we're going to hear the song Now Awake from the Now Awake single. I think it's super, super strong. This is the kind of super good song I'd end a show with. I always save the best for last sometimes, and that's what I'm doing this time. Jelly Crystal with Now Awake, finishing up this year episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Photograph, Divorce Papers, and Some Other Place, all by Arcade Fire from the Her soundtrack. Just rewatched Her recently. I'm pretty sure the version I watched was like an extended edit or something. I'm positive had footage in it I'd never seen. And a really strong film. Great movie. I forgot about how good Her was. Check that out if you haven't watched it lately. And maybe watch the extended edit if you just saw it in theaters. What else? If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, and find Spotify playlists for the seasons, like season 17 this season, where you can find all the songs I play that are available on Spotify without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. We'll see you again in a couple weeks with an all-new episode of the show.